Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we kick off another week of fun and excitement here, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That is the point of the program here tonight. But, Mark, you have got some interesting news to start things out with here.
Yeah, I do. Do you want to hear about the Obama one or the L.A. DA one?
Let's start with the top level and go down.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure where that is, but we'll go with the Obama one then.
Yeah, the head gangster.
Washington, AP. The Obama administration will not seek to arrest medical marijuana users and suppliers as long as they conform to state laws under new policy guidelines to be sent to federal prosecutors Monday. Two Justice Department officials described the new policy to the Associated Press, saying prosecutors will be told it is not a good use of their time to arrest people who use or provide medical marijuana in strict compliance with state laws.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't this happen earlier this year, supposedly? Didn't he issue some policy statement?
I don't know that he issued some policy. I mean, he just answered essentially that he would, when he sort of took over, that he would support, he wouldn't support marijuana legalization, but would support any of the state laws that, allowed it to be used as medicine. Any state laws, period.
I thought I recalled that story being more than just him making a statement. I thought he had sent some notice off.
I don't know the answer to that.
Now you're saying he is sending the notice off as of today.
He's been busy, Ian. He's he's depriving hardworking people of their money in order to pay off this tremendous debt and this huge huge medical thing that he's trying to do. And that's hard work.
He's ordering the deaths of...
You just can't expect him to rush to the aid of peaceful people.
Right. He's been ordering a lot of deaths, too, over in Afghanistan and Somalia and places like that.
There's people that need to be killed, right?
Busy exterminating folks.
Yeah.
So now you're saying that the word has gone to the prosecutors, hey, cut it out.
Yes.
It doesn't really sound like an order, though, does it? I mean, it says this is not the best use of your time.
it stops shy of being an order.
Can you repeat the actual phraseology
there?
It says
two Justice Department officials described the new policy, the AP, saying prosecutors will be told it is not a good use of their time to arrest people who use or provide medical marijuana in strict compliance with state laws.
So it's not stop doing this. It's you probably shouldn't do that. Not that we'll do anything to you if you decide to, but we're saying not a good idea.
They may or may not. I mean, it might be a poor way to get promoted in this, in this particular administration. Seems to me.
Well, I hope you're right, Mark. I hope that it really does stop this time, because the last time this news story came out, the raids continued to happen. The DEA continued to raid the medical marijuana facilities out in California, and it's just so tragic.
Yeah. It does seem that California is the big target. There are 14 states that have some use of marijuana for medical purposes, and they actually list them here, which I haven't seen a list of them in quite some time. It's Alaska, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Vermont and Washington.
Well, that's good. And hopefully New Hampshire will be one of the next ones, though its current bill that's before the legislature is pretty weak. It's one of the most wimpy medical marijuana bills I've ever heard of.
It's actually gotten better.
But now, Mark, I mean, they're having a revote, basically. Mm-hmm. The representatives, so-called, here in New Hampshire are trying to override the governor's veto on it. And there was a lot of hullabaloo made over the last couple of weeks about how the cannabis celebrations that have been going on daily here in Keene and Manchester, which I understand maybe the Manchester one may be shutting down soon for the winter and coming back, I guess, next year. And then Keene, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I think some people are going to bow out for the wintertime. I don't know if there's going to be some hardcores that try to go it every day. But the accusation has been from some of the people in the political circles that this is going to ruin it for the medical marijuana bill. And I would say that right now their chances are better than ever. I mean, if one of the biggest things you'll hear, if you've ever called around to these so-called representatives when you're calling on an issue like marijuana, one of the biggest objections you'll hear is, well, the federal government will just, blah, 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 blah. They'll come in and they'll just ruin our party. And now they don't have that excuse anymore. So if this doesn't go through and they still blame the cannabis celebrations, then you know, it's just a bunch of nonsense.
Well, I don't think the cannabis celebrations necessarily helped. It's very tenuous, especially in the Senate, and you've said it yourself that it seems to be coming down to one Republican. However, there are, what, 13 people voting?
Well, now it should change, right? Because now a lot of those people that have objections, one of their objections has been the federal government.
But there's not a lot of people. There's only a few people, and most of them are Republicans, and they are in the Senate.
But
they
some
believe
of those people
that they
saying
already
no,
have the
I'm, what I'm telling
House.
You, Mark, is that some of those people that are saying no, that were saying no mm-hmm. before today, may now have said, or may now change what they are saying.
Because conservatives are so prompt to change things.
Well, I didn't know they were conservatives or
they're
liberals.
They're Republicans, for God's sake. They're Republicans in the most conservative state in the Northeast.
Well, I always thought the New Hampshire people understood the whole live for your die mentality. It's just that
they're
scared
S-less. They do until it comes to medical marijuana.
They're scared S-less of the federal government. That's the biggest objection. Have you called these people, Mark?
Yes.
Okay, I have too.
I don't get to them.
That's the biggest one that I've ever heard.
I only have one rep,
yeah.
Okay? So you have six or seven here in the socialist paradise of Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, and I feel so much more represented.
Right. I'm just saying that you there are more people for you to call and that you can get a hold of. Mine, rarely do I talk to them.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, I hope that the politicos don't blame the votes coming down here in the next week or so. I guess, 9 days or something like that. And I hope they don't blame the cannabis celebrations because, like, now it should be even easier for you to get through with the federal government saying, hey, we're going to be hands off on this. So one of the major objections has just been wiped off the slate.
I hope it goes through, too. And I spoke today with Matt Simon of the New Hampshire Common Sense Organization, and he said that this makes him less grumpy. However, I'm still of the opinion that the marijuana smokeouts are poorly timed when it comes to the medical
you're
marijuana.
Well, so all you care about is Politico stuff, you know?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, last night you're turning into kind of a statist. I was listening to the Saturday show, Mark, and was just disgusted by you on Saturday night.
Anybody who makes any kind of sense.
No, kidnapping doesn't make sense, Mark, and that's what you were talking about doing. You said you would kidnap people if you were the sheriff and if they were smoking in downtown Keene because you apparently believe that the majority should rule. Apparently believe in that, and if a majority of people in downtown Keene are families, then you say that somebody shouldn't be down there smoking. So
I've been really consistent on the issue of decorum for years. From the point of snow
kidnapping
penis
is not decorum.
On. Yeah, well, there's a good way and a bad way to go about getting what you want. And I have an email right here from one of the listeners that said that he backs me up on this. If you'd like me
what
to read
shock.
That, yeah,
well, we can get that in a moment. Let's go to Richard in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
The marijuana laws and stuff, and
yes, sir.
Just what you guys have been talking about. And I actually followed this a lot on the Ridley Report. I think you guys are familiar with that guy.
Sure, RidleyReport.com. Dave Ridley,
yep.
Good guy.
I just want you to know I do listen to you guys all the time, and I have been the person who's been doing the soundboards.
Oh, okay. Well, some more successful than others.
Yeah, well, you guys took it very well, and I was really appreciative that you let me practice on you.
Well, I'm in the loop. Best if you practice with, like, clerks at stores. That's a lot more practicable. That way you're not spending airtime on it. But I can't
right.
control you, so it's up to you.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just want you to know that I've been smoking pot since I was probably 12 years old. And I'm, like, 52 years old now. And
wow.
I don't know. I take an IQ test against anybody else who's out there who it doesn't smoke pot.
Who's doing soundboards on radio shows?
Well, hey, you got to, you got to dab into everything, I guess.
Right. The truth about marijuana is there are a wide variety of people in various different social strata that utilize it. There are some
right.
real dumbasses that smoke pot, and there are some really brilliant people. I mean, surgeons and, very intelligent folk that are very well researched and very bright and also choose marijuana as their substance of choice. There's no doubt about that. Thank you for the call tonight. And again, if you're making soundboard calls, which are these sound clips from movie stars and things like that, that you essentially make crank calls with, call some local stores like the McDonald's. I had some success. It took me about 6 McDonald's calls to get a really good one. When you're calling radio guys, you're dealing with pros. They're going to dump your call. We don't dump calls like that on this show, but You're dealing with the pros, and you're just not going to have as much success. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never...
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is available to you, the show that you can take control of, and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. So we call the show Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Those features include the bulletin board system with over 490,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Fun stuff, serious issues, you'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. And as I mentioned, the toll-free line and the show is brought to you by SACL CAI. Signal CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, CAI. Continuing with your phone calls, Mike in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, you guys, I'm pretty sure I heard on the archive the other night's discussion about cannabis legality.
It happens fairly regularly around here. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was mentioned that recreational use was illegal in all 50 states and via state law. And I guess technically that's true, but I recently was in Denver and was thrilled and surprised to find that Denver's legalized up to an ounce for personal recreational use.
So there's no fine? It's been decriminalized up to the point where there's no fine at all?
They were debating, and I didn't pay a lot of attention to local news when I was there. I heard more of it word of mouth. They were debating about fines, which would be really, you know, small, negligible mm-hmm. fines for possession. And in the state of Colorado, it's only, you know, for medicinal use. So if you get outside the Denver property, that's a different story. But
yeah.
The status as of a month ago, up to an ounce for recreational use was, you know, considered to be no problem. I was amazed to find that you could walk down the street smoking and not be harassed about it. Not that we did a lot about that, but everybody claimed that was the case.
Now, Mark, before you go on. Mark was being very, very fascistic over the weekend about this issue, and I'm just curious, Mark, in Denver, where the law says something different, would it be inappropriate for Mike here to walk down the street where families are around
and
smoke? You are so silly. Okay, go right ahead.
No, it's Ian, it's not about what's right and wrong. It's about what works and what's stupid. That's all.
Yeah, right.
Mike,
you're stupid.
That's all. I mean,
you got Mark. You got nothing.
All right, man.
Go ahead.
I think it begs the question: what if I went and partook on my vacation in a city where it's legal, recreationally legal, and then I come home and I'm forced to take a drug test and I fail?
You know, that's a real sticky situation. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, a business should be able to decide whether or not they want their employees to ever smoke marijuana or just smoke marijuana off duty. And all these other things. However, it's muddied by the fact that there's all these, you know, safety counts kind of laws out there that, you know, make the issue very difficult to sort of pin down.
Your boss sucks in that case, and you should have a different place to work at. Because, I mean, any boss that would fire somebody for smoking marijuana, I mean, they should know better that, first of all, they're going to lose a good amount of their workforce if they test everybody and they get caught for smoking pot. And they should also know that if you get tested and you come up as positive for marijuana, it means nothing, and I'm sure you know this, but it means nothing about whether or not you've used it recently as far as that day. It means you could have used it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So just testing people for pot is just one of the most rude, asinine, invasive things that an employer can do, and if an employer cares about his employees, he shouldn't be doing that crap. Unless you get something like maybe a situation where some employee did something that was dangerous and you want to know if they were on anything at the time, then I...
But I understand why they would test, but it doesn't really tell you the answer.
It still doesn't, you're right.
Because, you know, I can do something stupid and not have been high, but have smoked 2 weeks ago, and there's enough marijuana in my system that it shows up, and then it's you know, smeared all over the situation, and it's just ugly and messy.
It gives them an out to blame it on an employee that, you know, for illegal, illicit use of something that had absolutely nothing to do with an accident, but insurance companies use it as an out.
Yeah,
that's that. I mean, I find that a little more acceptable than random testing. I agree that I don't think it's a great idea, but
I'm curious to know. I bet there's a significant proportion of our population that is subject to random drug testing.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, subject to, and the question is how often does it get done is one thing. I mean, do you work Clear Channel, when you and I worked there, Ian, had a policy of random drug testing.
Really?
Yes. You and I never saw a single person ever get drug tested for anything.
Well, one of the employees was named Scott the Burnout.
I mean, if they would have called us, I mean, how are they going to take it? How are they going to random, is Big Jim Davis was going
to
walk us into the men's restroom and
Mark,
say, hey.
It shows how little experience you have with this. You have to go down to a drug testing center. There are these little hole-in-the-wall kind of medical center places that you go into, and their thing is to do drug testing, and they get hired out by different companies.
There are places around here that'll have you arrested on the spot if you should happen to test positive.
Wait, where? Who will that?
On a construction site or certain sorts. I hear those stories from time to time.
Man, that's another bad place to be testing your employees is a construction site. I've known plenty of construction workers, and they like their marijuana. And they like their beer. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you.
You know, if I had to choose between a guy operating a big, giant piece of equipment on high or on alcohol, I think I'd prefer high than on alcohol, if you know, just sort of the corresponding amount.
If you had to choose,
if I had to choose. I don't want either. I'm just saying that if I had to pick.
All right, let's get to your email a little. Pump your ego up, Mark. Go for it.
Okay.
Back up the fascist.
I understand. Nobody agrees with poor Ian.
Nobody agrees with me. I'm sure a lot of people agree with me. That whole crowd that was booing the police as they arrested the peaceful pot smokers on Saturday certainly agreed with me.
Mark, as usual, you get too much crap. I'm just so you know, changing some words in here. This is not a... I'm using an editorial license. You get too much crap for having any kind of different viewpoint than that of Ian. What a load. That guy can be a bit of a jerk.
Well, no, wait, there's nothing wrong with you having a different viewpoint, Mark. You were the one being a jerk that night because you were the one talking about kidnapping peaceful people, taking them out of town, and dropping them in the middle of nowhere. I, on the other hand, would say that if you want to have a different viewpoint, that's fine. You can say, well, I don't think it's appropriate, Ian, for you pot smokers to be downtown in front of families. And we could talk about why you don't think that's appropriate, and I can disagree with you on that. But the problem comes in when you say, I'm going to kidnap you and your friends and take you out of town. You said if you were the chief of police, whatever.
How about this? As the chief of police...
That's why you're the jerk in this case.
As the chief of police, I might support medical marijuana or marijuana legalization. I just feel that the way that you people are handling is a bad idea. And then I can play good cop, bad cop off of the local legislators and perhaps the state legislators by doing something about you guys.
I'm just saying you're
what
the
if
jerk.
I could kidnap you people and we get medical marijuana as a result? Would you make that trade?
What?
Just drop you off in Walpole?
Just one kidnapping?
Continuous
kidnapping?
All of you guys.
Just run the deal by me one more time.
A dozen people kidnapped, brought to Walpole, dropped off in the woods to walk back in order to get medical marijuana legalized.
If I could walk back to a city from the woods somewhere and have medical marijuana legalized one time, sure, I'd do that.
Yeah, but what if it was 3 weeks later that it got legalized?
Like, if I had a guarantee that it would be legalized or else, then yeah.
See, I think that that's really what this argument is about.
I'm willing to put some work in to get something done.
That's what this argument is about. This argument is about tactics, my friend. And the people that disagree, including myself, with some of the tactics, simply, they want the same things that you want.
You're free to disagree, Mark.
They just believe that you go. There's a better system about going about it.
Just don't be a jerk and advocate kidnapping people. You're the one being a jerk there. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole-house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go click and download right there on the front page of the site. And they are free for you. That's freetalklive.com. Do you hate making extra trips to carry the grocery bags in from the car? Well, for the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totesac. In fact, I just used them tonight. They're a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to Totesac.com, that's Totasak.com, and get yourself a family pack today. That's Totesac. They carry more than you can, a lot more. Mark, you saw me come in with the groceries tonight. One trip.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can carry with those darn things.
You can't carry the 40-pound bag of, kitty litter, which I also had to bring in at one point.
But the bags, because grocery bags won't hold it.
Right, the actual grocery bags that I had to bring in,
all of them,
like five on one hand, six on the other, no problem.
Yeah, and you guys do a lot of shopping. Generally, we have, at my house, maybe six grocery bags, which means that I can throw the kitty litter over my shoulder.
There you go.
And carry the, with one tote sack.
Totasak.com. We continue here. Mark, I know you want to get through some more of this email, but we've got calls, so let's take those first. Go to Brooke from the Freedom Ride. Brooke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up? What's on your mind tonight, Brooke?
It's Brooke Kelly from Freedom Ride.
I actually
got arrested a couple days, and they're pressing charges because I showed up with my friends at the Obama town hall meeting here in New Orleans.
Really?
And they didn't like that we were protesting, and all we were saying was, we don't want war, and we don't want bailouts, and we don't want your health care. And that was enough for them to put me in cuffs and tell me that I am disturbing the peace.
Where were you at the time?
UNO, University of New Orleans campus. and they were telling me, they were saying that we had to leave or be barricaded. So they're putting all these Obama supporters, people who are in favor of what he's doing, behind barricades with three sides intact and the rest of the barricades on the side in case they wanted to totally box everybody in. But me and my friends were the only ones who refused to go. And so,
point of information, Brooke, let me see if I am following you here. You're on the UNO campus. You're protesting there. They're saying you need to leave this area or go behind that special free speech zone. That's where all the pro-Obama people were, and so that they were forcing all the pro-Obama people to be in the same free speech zone?
Yes. People who liked him, and we were like, we're not trying to kill the president. We just want to talk about this.
So is this a federal arrest, or was it campus police, or who did this?
Campus police did the actual paperwork, but they were all really cool, and they all agreed with me on the bailouts and everything. They said they had to arrest me at the request, or at the demand of the Secret Service.
And whose charges? Who's filing the charges against you, and what are they?
I'm not sure who's filing them, but the charges say disturbing the peace. And I was like, I was sitting there talking to them because they were trying to decide what they were going to charge me with. And I was like, hey, guys, I was like, charge me with failure to leave because you told me to leave and I didn't leave immediately. And they were like, no, we can't charge you with that. That would be unconstitutional.
I love how they've arrested you and haven't figured out what to charge you with.
Exactly.
Does that seem like a bit of a problem to anybody else?
I don't think it seems like a problem to the police, but yes, it seems like a problem to me.
It does.
They should know what law you've broken before they arrest you for it.
So the paperwork that they gave you, does it have the state of Louisiana on it, the campus police on it? Do you know who's up at the top?
Yeah, state of Louisiana, parish of Orleans.
Okay.
And I have municipal court tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. to enter my plea. And I really want to fight this. My name means peace. I am a peaceful warrior. That's what I stand for. I don't want to have some kind of charge on my name saying that I've disturbed the peace. Like, the average person doesn't know, you know, that that's a bogus charge. And they may think that there's something wrong with me. Like, I don't want this. I don't want this to have anything to do with my name.
So what are you planning on doing? I mean, you're kind of riding around the country, visiting different places and talking about freedom, as I understand it. Are you going to go and plead not guilty and then take a trial date? Or what's your plan?
I'd rather to plead innocent rather than not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be researching that some more this evening to make sure that that's correct. But
odds are good, unless there's some special innocent option down there in Louisiana, odds are good that the judge will probably just put in a plea of not guilty for you. Typically, when you go in front of a robed man or woman and essentially don't, if you don't choose one of the options they give you, they'll just pick one for you, and it's usually not guilty.
Great. Well, in any event, I'm going to challenge it because that's not right. I haven't done anything wrong.
Well, that's exactly what they don't want. You know, they don't want people to challenge this nonsense.
That much is true.
They just want, they're going to probably bring a prosecutor up to you at the arraignment, and he's going to say, all right, Brooke, we're going to make this go away for you. We're just going to give you a little bit of probation. We're just going to give you a little fine, a little bit of probation, or whatever it is. They're going to come up with something that'll be a deal, and it'll be tempting to you. And you're saying you're going to go ahead and take this to trial.
I do not want to negotiate on my rights. All probation is putting someone on a leash.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I don't want that control exerted over me. I am a grown woman and can handle myself. Thank you very much.
Well, Brooke, likely what they'll do is to make this go away is they'll say, we'll drop this down to a violation, give you time to serve, let you go on your way. And therefore, it'll be a violation sort of the same level as, well, something that's not a misdemeanor or a felony. So it wouldn't really go on your record, although probably cops could find it. So, it seems like that should be what you're going for, because otherwise they're going to drag this out and then likely find, you know, whatever they find, at the end of it all, whether they, and it's going to cost you a lot in travel.
Well, this is actually the end of the trip.
Oh, really?
Which is we finally made it, you know, we're here, like, at the end of the trip, and that was one thing that I was, the only reason why I was disappointed that I actually got charged, because that was one of the goals of the trip, was to not have any charges filed, and not have to pay their fines, or go back to court, or anything, but I guess I can say at least it happened here in New Orleans, which is the place where I always come back to, and this is more like a home base to me than anything, so I don't think it's going to affect that too much.
So you are planning on just kind of sticking it out there and going for this. this and telling them you're not going to bow down.
Exactly.
Well, good. That's excellent. I hope it works out for you, and I hope that you can garner some support down there. What's the best way for people that might be in the area to assist you?
Facebook. Everybody can connect with me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheUnifyMovement.
The Unify Movement.
Unify. That's what we need to do. We need to get everybody together and be unified and fight this together, because that's how we're strong.
Well, thank you, Brooke, and please let us know what continues to happen with this case, will you?
Will do.
All right, thanks so much. I hope you have a good night, and thank you for calling Free Talk Live and keeping us up to date. Always interesting to hear about what folks are doing around the country to work on achieving liberty in their lifetime. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we continue with Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Ah, hello, guys. Hey, I originally called just to make a comment regarding the medical marijuana situation.
Yes, sir.
And that being, there should be an exemption, for individuals on a religious basis, such as those that are members of the Church of the Rastafarian Man.
Yeah.
Like in Brooklyn, or let's say, the Indian tobacco and peyote for the Zuni, and the Hopi people. That it's used for spiritual initiation, and it's really a sacrament that allows one to communicate with the earth and the spirits and the great beyond. So
I think it's a good point to make, but it hasn't really worked on the judges in America.
No, I know it hasn't. But I wanted to comment on Brooke. I think it speaks volumes that when she's just protesting and expressing her view, which is different from Obama and the Obama followers, that she's arrested, and anything the Secret Service does becomes sort of a federal felony. So if they demanded that she be arrested on something, they would have to make the charges, and it may be something such as, a terrorist
charge.
She's
saying it's not the Fed. She's saying that it's the state.
Well, she'll only know when it's with the judge. If the Secret Service told the campus police to file charges against her, that's a violation not only of her rights, but the university is traditionally the only place where freedom for expression exists.
Not anymore. Looks like the traditions
are
down the drain. Thanks, Frank, for the call, as always, at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Get behind that line or you're going into the cage. That's what they said to me.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Snickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most. Antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did, and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you all the features completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Oh, and don't forget that we need your vote. One of the great ways to help Free Talk Live out, it's a monthly thing that we ask you to do, and it has been a tough month for us. We have been doing, we've been struggling to stay in first place, and the struggle will be lessened with your assistance. We are currently in first place in the monthly voting contest over at podcastalley.com, but it's only by about a dozen votes. So we need several dozen more at the very least to lock in our position so we can finish out the remainder of the month also in first place. So please, if you have yet to vote for us in this month of October, go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you have, thank you so much, and maybe ask a friend or two to do it. Vote.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us being number one. So thank you in advance. Vote.freetalklive.com. Mark, let's continue the email that you had started up that was fairly critical of me, called me a jerk for opposing you when you were the one advocating putting kidnapping people.
Actually, I didn't call you a jerk, although that's what I changed the word to.
Oh, it was nastier.
It begins with a P and rhymes with Rick. As usual, and I'll just read the first sentence because I like it so much. Mark, as usual, you get too much crap.
You didn't say prick?
No, I didn't.
I don't think that's sexual. That's not sexual.
I just, why say it if you don't have to? It's kind of my thought.
All right.
As usual, you get too much crap for anything, having any kind of different viewpoint from Ian. What a load. Yeah. That guy
You'll get crap from me. You'll get, didn't you already read that part? You'll get crap from me. When you're advocating violence.
Yeah.
You can have a different viewpoint. Mm-hmm. Just don't make it advocating hurting people.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
To start with, I support decriminalization and legalization of drugs. However you want to term it, both words mean about the same thing to me. When I heard of this 420 smokeout thing being done, I was and remain in support of that. Me? I do, too. I just think that there have been better times to do them. To me, it was tactful and showed that smokers are everyday people, not villains. Others make them out to be. While I don't partake, and I've known plenty of potheads, however, and I don't like the term pothead any more than I like the term drunk. I'm of the opinion that a person who smokes pot is not a pothead. A pothead.
This is you editorializing here.
Yes, I am. I'm waking and baking. A pothead is a person who wakes, awakes and bakes and spend their whole day stoned and whatever. Yeah. And then that's fine. I think that a person who's a pothead is probably better off than a person who's drunk. But
I think so.
You know, I just don't. I don't think it's the right term to use. To me,
you're going to have a problem in your life if you're getting up and starting to nip on the vodka. You've got a real problem.
Well, you've got a problem if you wake up and the only way you want to be is stoned, too.
Yeah.
However, Alan back again. However, doing the smokeout on a day where the public affair, where there is a public fair, where the smokeout is being done, and having a megaphone advertising it around kids and their family lacks tactfulness. This is asking to be arrested. Anyone with a brain, and by the way, Rich Paul called in one of the arrestees and said that that was sort of the plan. Is the only
that
way
is
that
what
they
he said.
They can only way they can get press is by stepping it up continually. And I sort of understand, but I think that at some point or another, the press is negative press. That we are trying to win hearts and minds here in New Hampshire. I agree, we're trying to move people here, but I don't know if this is the right tact. You know, that's it. It's a disagreement on tactics. So, anyway, that is asking to be arrested. Anyone with a brain and a bit of common sense knows that the presence of children is a literal trigger for action from the cops. The activists have been left alone and were getting their message across because they were consenting adults and not making a big deal of things, yet still getting their visibility. Mm-hmm. Now, I call that a win with some steady power behind what that would only grow. I call this Saturday's business a stunt. How could they not have known? And by the way, Rich Paul claimed to have known. From what I've known from listening to FTL, is the cops were basically letting them get away with what they wanted for a long time and showed no signs of changing. And what would be the harm in saying, we shouldn't do the smoke out today, things are going well for us, people are noticing, but I think that it may be the wrong day because of the atmosphere. I don't agree.
The atmosphere was festive. It was fun. It seemed like a perfectly appropriate time for a smokeout.
It was festive and fun until the cops came and arrested all you guys.
Well, right. They ruined all the fun.
It's all their fault. Like,
yeah,
you didn't know what was going to happen, right?
I didn't know. I thought they were bluffing.
No, you didn't know, but Rich Paul apparently knew.
He didn't know either. He thought they might be bluffing, too.
He thought that was the purpose of the stunt.
Rich Paul comes expecting to get arrested every single day when he goes to the 420 events. You don't smoke marijuana in public and not expect to get arrested. You just have to understand that's going to be a very realistic possibility.
I told you that I thought that they would step it up. So I gave you warning. You may have disagreed with what I said.
I read a newspaper article that said they were going to step it up. And I thought it was a bluff.
Don't act like you... Well, you can just claim whatever you want, but it's not like you weren't warned, man.
I don't care if I was warned,
right.
Mark.
That's the point.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything.
Then don't tell me what you're expecting.
Well, I can predict whatever I want to predict.
You can predict whatever you want.
I'm telling you what I predicted, and I was wrong.
Lots of people predicted otherwise.
Okay. I'm telling you, there's nothing tactless about this. Just because some people are uppity and have a problem with marijuana and have some sort of issue with letting their kids see somebody with a joint, that's not my issue, and I'm not looking to convert that person. I'm not looking to talk to that person at this point. I'm looking to attract people that are like me. Well, I'm looking to attract people that appreciate
this kind of
activism.
Am I like you?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, what you did is you turned me off to some extent, and I know you,
and I like you,
and there's people out there who listen to this show.
You know what you're doing? You're pandering to people like Fred Parcells and other politicos that are in the area. I don't believe that you really believe what you're saying.
And people that are local here that...
I think Fred was listening on Saturday night, and you were pandering to him.
That disagree with your point of view and agree with mine that you have turned off.
Boo-hoo.
Yep, you don't care.
Poor babies.
Because you don't really want freedom. You want stunts. All
right. That's right.
And then
do whatever the families say to do, right? If the families are somewhere, you can't act like a free person. That's basically what you and your ilk are saying. Isn't that right, Mark? Screw all of you single people. Us with the families, we matter more.
That I'd like to see medical marijuana first in this state and then on the path to entire legalization of people, you know, being able to do what they want with their own bodies. And I think that
as long as the families are okay with it, right? As long as the families aren't around?
Because
it wouldn't matter if medical marijuana were on the table. It wouldn't, right? Because if medical marijuana had passed and gone through and we were in 2010 and Pumpkin Fest is happening again, you guys would still be saying the same old crap. The families.
I don't know.
Lame. Pathetic excuse.
I can only approach under these circumstances as to how I feel about it. Because what I'm talking about really is a feeling situation. It's not about logic.
There's no logic.
It's not about... Right, you're it's not. I understand that, and that's the where you fail to understand.
No,
that's where your
black
and white philosophy falls short.
Well, you, because you aren't applying logic here means you aren't pointing out the most one of the most obvious things that is wrong with this whole the families excuse. Well, what you're when you say the families, you're only really talking about the oppressive families. You're only talking about the kind of families that have a climate of fear. The you know the kind of families where they're lying to their children.
I'm not talking about any families at all, dude. I'm not talking about families. I'm talking about people like me who somewhat, you know, have some sympathy towards your situation that you've turned off.
And you think it's a bad idea.
And minds.
You think it's a bad idea because of the families that were there.
I'm only, I think that that's one of the reasons, but
that's
I don't care.
That's the one that you were giving.
I don't, it lacks tact, man.
People cheered the marijuana smokers and booed the cops. What hearts and minds
you
do we lose?
You can find people to cheer all kinds of things.
I saw
you
that crowd, Mark.
You crucified somebody, and there would be people that would cheer it.
We weren't crucifying. People were smoking pot. They were cheering a peaceful act, and they were booing the violent act. It
Some
seems to
were.
Me that those folks were A-okay with what was going on.
That's your.
So
that's
what you're
fine.
Saying is, Mark, because some people are upset that I should be all concerned about that. Everybody, there's any time you do activism that challenges the status quo, whether it's in the political realm of the safety political realm, or whether it's out somewhere else and outside of the system, you're going to irritate people, you're going to upset people. And maybe you're right, Mark. Maybe if you were to just do politics, you'd upset less people, or fewer people, rather. Maybe you would be upsetting fewer people if you just stuck to politics and respected the wimps with their families that won't tell the truth to their kids and respected those people. Maybe you would, you know, not offend as many people.
I'm not even saying that, though. All I'm saying is let them have their pumpkin fest day.
It's my day, too.
No, it's not.
It's
you have the other 364 days, dude. You're
see,
out there occupying
it.
Central
Majority
Square
rule,
at 420.
Right? Majority rule. Families rule.
You've
They're
got the
charge.
Majority of the days, and you're a minority, a tiny, stinky minority. What do you want, man? They've given you everything but one stinking day
marijuana.
Out of the year. It lacks tact. It's rude. And no doubt, you're lucky you guys didn't get hurt.
By whom?
By the cops. You know the cops tend to drop people in handcuffs on their faces and
mm-hmm.
stuff?
They did hurt people. They kept blankets away from the guys that were in jail, and they were being very nasty.
And why do you think that is?
Because they're jerks.
Because people don't like rude people.
Look, Mark, I understand that you want to take the status side of this.
I'm not taking the status side of anything.
You are taking
I'm
the status side of this.
I'm suggesting tact
to
get where you want
to
go.
To arrest people who have not harmed anyone. They're the rude people. They're the jerks. They're the intolerant ones. And they're the antisocial ones. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live with Ian and the Fascist.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Just restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.